Hey, I think we need to talk. No, it's nothing bad, but I need to tell you something. I haven't seen or heard from you for weeks now, and it's honestly starting to frighten me. You've been acting so distant lately. Was it something I said? Something I did? You can tell me anything. I promise I won't be mad at you. No, really, I won't. Oh no, please, don't cry. Just tell me. Well, no, don't tell me. I think I can figure you out already. You may pretend that you're unreadable. But your face is so incapable of hiding the truth. See? That look you're shooting me right now is a dead giveaway. Well, you do come by it honest, I'll have to give you that, but
No, you don't have to tell me.
I already know what I see. I see doubt, both in me and yourself. You know I hate seeing you like this. Probably because I don't see you as vulnerable so often. Not even a tiny bit. I always look at you as a stone-faced lover with sturdy, protective arms that hold me so tight. Just thinking of your arms around me right now makes me melt. And yet, leaves me with chill bumps all over my body in the best way possible. I miss that. I miss how you'd hold me. Your embrace isn't as tight as it used to be. Maybe it's those nights you've spent by yourself. The nights when you've thought about me while my mind and my body was on another. But rest assured, my thoughts always came back to you. Always you. The taste of you never leaves my lips. The smell of you always enchants and intoxicates me. Your touch can reduce me to a puddle in seconds flat. It could be one stroke of your finger and I'd be a sentimental mess already. But can I be a bit honest with you? I kind of get jealous sometimes when it comes to you. I know. I don't really show it that much, but you get the idea. You could just be talking to someone else, you know, teasing them, playing with them, and you know what? I can't just stand here and say that no, I don't get envious when you're in bed with someone else while I'm here all by myself waiting to hold you, wanting to taste you, wanting to tease you, touch you, stroke you, wanting to fuck you and dying for you to fuck me. And only me. I miss having your body on top of me, my hands firmly squeezing your tits to the point where my nails are digging into your skin and my teeth are biting into your neck so deep and so fucking hard until you start to bleed. I want to bruise you, scratch you, spank you, to own you, all while you're owning me. I want the kind of hurt that feels so exquisite. I can't help but moan and scream out so loud the neighbors can hear me all night long. I want to dish that kind of pain on you, just to show you how much I want you. how much I crave you, and how much I want to make you mine, because you are. You're mine all the way. I don't care if you own me. I don't care if you own me. I don't care if I'm your good toy, your nasty slut, or your filthy, depraved cum whore. I may be yours, but I want to show you that you're mine. I plan to mark you so that everyone can see that you belong to me, and I need you to do the same. I couldn't care less if you make me cry. I'd be sobbing tears of happiness just to know that I'm always your baby and you're always mine. Words aren't enough. I can't tell you that you're my mistress. I have to show you. I want to show you. I need to make you understand that I need you the most. And I want you to show me. Hold me as tight as you can. Constrict me with the firm grasp of your hand around my throat. That's right. Choke me. Show me what it's like to be without you. The feeling would be the same as not being able to breathe, trying to gasp for air. I'm crazy for you, don't you see? I'm crazy enough to let you do all these things to me. Nothing's more cathartic than to let you sink your teeth so deep into me, letting me know that only you can cause that. I need the kind of hurt that makes me want more of it. You've affected my mind, my heart, my body, and my soul. Every fiber of my being is indebted to you. Oh, don't get me wrong. I really do love it when you whisper sweet nothings in my ear. I'm a sucker for it all. The way you caress my skin. So light, and trail your lips down my neck, making a shivery, shuddery mess out of me. But I love being a brat. I love being your brat. You can save all those loving touches for later. Just hurt me. Now, I promise you, I can take it. I can take it just as well as you can. Spank me, whip me, pinch me. Scratch your name into my back with your nails. Do anything. I don't want you to be scared. I want you to be strong. Look at me the way you always have with that same fire in your eyes. That playful smirk creeping across your face as you deny me to come over and over again. And that devious laugh whenever I beg you to fuck me. Look, I can still do it, and it'll never fail. Please, please. Please, 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 fuck me. Pretty please, fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Don't look down. I see that smile. You love it. You love when I tease, when I whimper and beg for you to claim me. Nobody else can do that. Not one person except you can make me enjoy it so much. And now that you're listening to this, you know that I need you. I need to claim you so you can do it back. I want us to be laid out in a sweaty, cum-soaked mess. Ripped and tangled sheets. Strewn clothes. Our voices tired from all the noise we're going to make. Nothing but the sound of our breathing combining into one lone song of sighs. I need you to be here so I can tell you this and tell you now. You're mine. All.